a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Just got an email from a guy who said, dude, I'm not going to be at my desk at 8 o'clock this morning. I've got a meeting, so just tell me the word now for the thing. Oh, well, there isn't one. The bikes have been pretty much worded out. We're not going to do that thing anymore. The Indian Scout Bobber. No more words.
No more words.
Wait, we're done completely?
That's it. No more. Yeah.
What?
Got to get everything all gathered up, ready to go. Because we're giving the thing away in just a couple days, so no more of the word giveaways. You've missed out. I still think maybe, I don't know. Can you still go down to Double D's and
I don't
register?
Know
I don't know either. Let's take a gander at that. Yeah, guys asked me. I'm sorry about your 8 o'clock meeting. What a garbage thing that has to be. Yeah, they've taken it all out of here. It's not even in the book of
100%.
They're locked in.
Yeah, I guess
so
it's
it is
done.
Over. So there's no more chances for you. I'd still take my chances that our computer is not 100% up to speed and listen on the app. You might get one of those last-minute qualifications. Not a bad idea. Just, yeah, have your app running in your pocket during the meeting. It doesn't have to be actually loud. Just earn some time. Get some minutes under your belt. Time in the chair, you know? But, yeah, sorry about that. The opportunities for you to win that bike are now in the past, and now somebody will win. I met a guy downstairs yesterday who was like, I won the day you had Jeffrey Ross on there, and Toledo didn't call me till like 8:30 or 11:30. Because it was, we had a busy and evidently you right. picked the number later. And he's like, so, you know, I get this unknown call. He goes, it's exactly like Toledo said. Well, you called me. What do you want? Toledo started asking me if I owed money and stuff. I'm like, well, you don't want him
no,
to.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now we know.
Oh, my God.
No.
Look at you.
Toledo might
busting
try.
My ball.
He might try to go down the comedy route and it's going to come across very wrong.
How the tide has turned here yeah. with Toledo.
Oh, you owe money? I've been there, man. I've been there.
It'll get better, man.
You're qualified for the bike, and here's a number for a support group for people who get harassed by collectors.
We need to go to lunch. We haven't gone to lunch in a while and see if Toledo gets declined again.
Would you like to try to take us to lunch today, Toledo? We'll pay for it. We just need you to put your card down.
Sure.
First, we need your kid and you to walk through a Lego store.
Huh?
Yeah, because every time that happens, your card hits its max at the end of the thing. And then
that's true.
There was nothing better that day at Porkopolis. Alex is looking at that menu.
I want this, and I want that, and I want this.
Toledo breaks out the card, puts it down. Sorry, sir, it's been declined. Standing right next to him. Ah, boy. Toledo's just screaming, goddamn Lego store has killed me.
Can't be around your buddies when that stuff happens.
Oh, no. That is the end of it.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Nope.
It's been how many years?
Well, it's happened multiple times.
Yeah, there's so
you
many
You got
occasions.
Blanked at the streets of New York that time for $9. Your card was not going to cover that, remember?
Oh, sure.
And then, but as a man, every man's been there and everybody's like, well, he must be some sort of security problem or a fraud alert.
I hey, look, I just got it on my phone.
I don't have, yeah, oh, there it is. That's it. Got my fraud alert. That's why the $9 charge would not pass through.
The person on the line says I have to cut up your card. It's useless.
But yeah, that's no. probably best for the security purposes of the... Anyway, can I borrow $11?
I take care of Toledo at Porkopolis now. I just say, tell the staff, no, his card's no good.
Don't
here.
Take his
I got
cards.
It.
Yeah, very, very good. Just
let's
to,
not go through
let's
that
Let's avoid the... And we all know that's not a true story, but it's probably the right thing to do.
It's true. Last time I didn't expect it, but he took care of the bill.
Well, you know, he doesn't want to be embarrassed by you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Oh, you must have announced you were with KUPD.
No, I didn't.
Because
no,
if he wasn't,
they
was
know.
Joe Schmoen through
in there.
Well, sorry about that. Because that day he was there, you had to find some money and how. Mm-hmm. I believe it was your teacher's salary took care of that.
That's
afterwards.
Right.
Lisa had to break out her card and roll her eyes. Oh, that was funny. Because I liked standing there being the guy that I think was supposed to go, oh, geez, that's unfortunate. Here, let me get that for you. No one's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of laughing and pointing. And there was. Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news. And you skipped out on that bill at Hooters, and everybody remembered that. And I still get emails from, did Toledo play his Hooters bill last week at the
we were at Hooters.
Did they ask for their $20?
Well, no, that was the Metro
they pick
Center
it up.
Location.
Oh.
No,
still
I paid
shy.
My bill.
They're still shy.
But there were tables of, like, from every location.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could have gone to the table instead. Like, here, can you give this?
What am I going to do? Tell the fans that are there from Mesa, from the Mesa store? Here you go, guys.
I still feel bad about this. Went to a Chick-fil-A, and I go to hand him my card, and the guy's like, our credit card machine's down. I'm like, you should have told me that at the thing. He goes, we just found out. So I just throw my hand. I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do? And he's got the bag of food, and he's like looking to hold it hostage. I'm like, well. He goes, tell you what.
It's not my fault.
Come back and pay us another time. And he hands me the bag, and in my head, I'm like, I will, because I'm a good person. For 4 years, I've avoided that Chick-fil-A. It's like $8.
They have to. They're religious. They have
to.
They had to do the right thing.
I'm like, this is, and I kind of said that. I'm like, this is your fault. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't even remember how much it was. I don't want to overpay.
You could totally take advantage of them.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And it was just, so I that slow reach for the bag, like, all right. Like we were exchanging a bomb or something. Yes. Very delicate. Go on. Go off.
There's that meme of that homeless guy going in there and they gave him free food and all he had to do was pray with the manager. So they show him praying together.
No skin off my back.
Ugh.
You'll pray?
I'll go in there with tattered rags and go, I haven't any money.
I'm in.
I love your little honey bites. I haven't any money, but if you'll pray with me, I would hope that a bounty of honey bites lands in my lap.
Those are awesome.
The flood of people taking advantage.
It would be my pleasure.
Getting honey bites, just tolerate the deal.
You ever get one of them that forgets to say my pleasure?
No, I've not had that.
Oh, I did.
I have not hit that yet either.
Did you yell at him?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you didn't say my pleasure.
If it does happen, my word for that will be unforgivable. You shall be smoked.
It was real busy in there, and so she didn't do it, and I was kind of a dick about it.
She paid you $20.
Well, I guess it's only been my pleasure today.
She gave me a sideways look.
I would like to pray with your manager, please. What? Just bring him out. As a manager, do you have to be religious to work there?
I don't think so.
You have to be white?
I know you have to be white.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Pretty much.
But I would assume that there's some sort of sideways question that they're not allowed to ask that they're getting religious managers and stuff. Because very religious-based
group. No, because,
it's illegal.
They'll get in trouble. But as far as I know, you don't have to be.
Hmm.
Although they did have the one black employee, and she was forced to clean the tables up all the time.
Mm-hmm. So. Forced. Because that's when America was great. Well, it looks like you should go clean the chicken tables.
Yes, sir.
This is the look I've been going for a long time now.
White,
that's right.
Blonde-haired manager has to order around.
Yes, there's still a lot of meat left on that one, Sequisha, if you're interested.
This will be your payment.
What
today.
A blessing it's been that the Lord left you those scraps.
My pleasure.
I wish they did that outside of churches, when they just all of a sudden start singing sentences. The Lamb of God is on us, and he has given many things. But if you just did that at Marshall's. The price tag says $10.50. Irregular means discount, please.
It's hard to find those traditional Gregorian chants kind of.
Watch Channel 7. The Catholic service, they get two churches they show, Channel 7, 10 o'clock. Oh, they're singing and dancing the worst lyrics I've ever heard in my life.
It's changed up a little bit since when I had to memorize them and learn.
Lamb of God.
That's the only thing I remember because I throw up the rock fist.
Lamb of God.
They got some new jams in there.
There's no band.
I know.
Some guy just singing the words to the Bible.
New chants.
Just say them.
On tape or live?
Not a catchy tune. He does it every week. I watch it all the time. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news. Only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters, where Toledo doesn't have to pay. He just has to get on his knees and pray that his card works. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
A couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. Most of the movie Gangs of New York, most of the scenes were filmed in Italy. On sets designed to look like New York in the 19th century.
Yeah. Couldn't film it in New York.
Because they haven't advanced much over there, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I figure they would have, done some digital enhancing at the time on the sets, but
not a lot of digital enhancing to do when you're tearing down the entire.
The 5 points looked good.
My one complaint about that movie is it looks too much like a set. I think it's a great movie, but I always thought the city looked like old Tucson.
And they needed Liam Neeson in it longer.
Oh, Liam Neeson dying that early was a killer.
That was shocking.
Totally. And it was like, oh, it must be a lot of flashback scenes. It must be a lot of flashbacks. I was just throwing popcorn in my mouth.
Because he was such a badass. No. Yeah. Can't do that to Liam.
Just remember, you're a dead rabbit. And it's something that will never have. Oh, God! He's dead!
What the?
The speech was going so well.
Now the Titanic kid's going to be.
We're 9 minutes into this.
Oh.
Then Bill the Butcher came and made us forget for a while. Yeah, that movie's great.
God, now I want to watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's just quit.
We'll be done. Walk out. We'll watch Gangs of New York until you pay us more. And the lunch lady. We'll get to watch it again. They're never going to pay that lunch lady.
Sting, the singer, doesn't own the rights to the name Sting.
The wrestler does, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but he lets the other Sting use the name, too.
Wow. And that's funny because the original Sting had his name longer.
Right. Well,
he
can't sell it. So he can't profit from the name Sting. I remember reading about this a long time ago because there was a little battle about this.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Sting from the Police, he could have
nailed
that a long time ago. Yeah. But he didn't.
And he might have it in Europe, but the U.S. Patent Office has it.
Because the wrestler only came in like in the 80s, like in the
late
80s.
Too. Wasn't it later, though? He was big in the 90s. I know that. Like, he got crazy big in the 90s.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sting had. I remember when they were selling all those T-shirts and stuff. That was allowed because it was his property. It's crazy.
The National Guard started as a militia in Massachusetts in 1636, which means the National Guard is 140 years older than the United States.
Damn right.
The word malaria comes from the medieval Italian word mala, area, translates bad air. It's because people initially thought bad smelling air from swamps spread the disease.
Hmm.
Didn't find out till a lot later that it was mosquitoes in the swamps.
Not a bright people.
Here you go, Eric. According to a new survey, the average age when you start becoming an old person.
40.
41.
Oh, I'm not old yet?
One away.
And you fully make the transition by age of 57.
When you're old?
Yeah. You've accepted I'm old.
So what are you about to turn into, Brady?
I'm right. I got 4 more years, I guess, so I fully make the transition of saying, okay, but I don't know if there'll be much of a difference.
If Brady's life was an apple, it would have a couple bruises.
And according to the survey, the top 10 signs you're becoming old when you're hitting 41, these are some of the signs. Forgetting people's names, losing hair, feeling stiff.
Ugh.
Talking a lot about your joints and aches.
Oh, no.
Groaning when you bend down.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Not knowing popular music.
Who?
Misplacing your keys and glasses.
I've been doing that since I was 14.
Getting hairier eyebrows.
That's a problem.
Nose hairs, ear hairs.
Your eyebrows are pretty hairy now, John.
Mine have gone nuts.
I just noticed that.
Gone crazy. Megan tries to...
Ear. I've noticed that.
Have you got ear problems? Yeah. Megan tries to maintain the crazies.
You got a crazy one there.
And I'm like, I want that.
You want to be that guy?
I love
old science teacher.
You want Rooney, bro?
Brezhnev, Rooney.
Oh.
Crazy. And I'm going to
if you could moose
bleach my goatee and my eyebrows to make them stand out more. I'm going to look like Hulk Hogan's logo that's just the eyebrows and the goatee. Oh,
not lifting heavy things because you're worried about your back. And then finally saying, back in my day.
Well, I got one more year. I'm not even old. I didn't know that. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Feel the better
hair
about
loss
myself.
And your forgetfulness and your inability to pay attention. I know, but
Brady Sheet said I'm not old yet.
Basically, what he's saying is you're ahead of the curve. Congratulations. I can't wait to see what happens when you actually do turn 41. You're going to get a hip replacement next year.
According to this study, the higher your salary, the more stressed you are.
You know how you know? You know how you know when you're old? When you say this phrase. And I'll do it in Brady's voice because I'm sure he said it to a bunch of his older men.
Age is just a number.
That phrase right there.
I haven't said that one yet.
I bet you have. You have said it.
Well, you know, it's just a number. I feel young at heart.
If you're saying any of that,
You buy old guys' rule shirts?
Yeah, old guys' rule shirts is a pretty good sign.
That means you're not letting go.
No, that basically
means
you're
fully accepted. I was like, you're all old. Right, I'm not trying to be a young...
No, it means you're old.
Age is just a number. You are what you make yourself. You're as old as you feel.
What did you do with your old guy rule shirts after we harassed you?
Yeah, that you can't wear
still in
anymore.
The closet has to be.
Well, you know, when I...
Because those disappeared.
It got a little tight. It got a little tight.
Oh, you put on some old
guys. We get you some...
Now I fit right in it.
Don't do it.
But yeah, bring it back, Brady. Embrace it.
You talk.
No, it just took me a couple of times to seeing other guys wearing the shirt.
The people
around.
Who wear it are the age is just a number guys.
So we were right. Oh,
you were right.
You're only as old as you feel.
The hat felt good, though. I didn't throw away the hat, but I don't know where it is.
No, you've lost it. That's what old guys do.
Can't find my hat
and
my
keys and glasses.
You had the shirt and the hat?
Yeah, I think I had a shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could have had a whole ensemble there.
What happened that shopping day?
Well, it was a beautiful day in San Diego.
Man, oh, man.
You just got that feeling.
I got whatever surf shop. I walked into
had a pit bull on it.
Sundog.
Right. You felt elderly.
I'm going to get out there.
Was Ronnie with you when you bought that?
The one thing I didn't bring home was the 11-foot wood surfboard.
Sure. That would have just been pointless. Yeah, did Ronnie...
Make that into a coffee table.
Did Ronnie go with you?
Was she there?
Yeah, she was
there. And she approved it?
She said, yeah, you should buy an old guy's rule shirt because that's what I want to be.
She pulled it off the rack.
That's when the sex stopped. Yeah.
You should wear this because it's just more of the saltpeter for me. I wouldn't even be tempted to try to get that off of you.
It all started there.
Yeah, that was a plan.
Was before that, but that was it.
Eyes were open.
That was that last nail.
Old guys rule. Why, Ronnie?
Put the shirt on.
You're right. This is cool.
And here's a bib that says, Mama's taken care of me. Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, man.
Only thing worse than an old guy's rule. Happy wife, happy life shirt.
I ate at Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah. Free swag from chugging down 14 crabs. Also, pretty much a sign it's over.
A 54-year-old dude named Daryl Lee Campbell was pulled over in Port St. Lucie, Florida at around 3 a.m. this past Thursday when a cop saw him swerving on the highway in his pickup truck. And when the cop pulled him over, he found that Daryl was only in his underwear. He gets popped for a DUI, but the novelty part of the story is Daryl's underwear says right on the crotch, "Free breathalyzer, blow here," with an arrow pointing at his junk.
And also, old guys rule.
The cops think he was probably looking out for some prostitutes since they also found a penis ring and a bunch of condoms and a pair of binoculars in the front seat.
Sure.
I'm not sure if he's looking for prostitutes there, maybe looking for something to bait to.
Maybe. You have condoms?
Yeah, the condoms were. I think it was a double whammy, but I...
He was looking to put that in something.
Scouting.
Yeah. How much herpes do you have if you have to wear a condom to masturbate? Don't want to put it on my wiener. My hands are coated in bumps, weeping sores.
Or your hands are just so calloused.
I got to rubber up here. The shame of these paws I have created.
I've got some Wild America.
All right, let's go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. The people that are living in New York City right now got some not-so-good news about mice in their flats, apartments, penthouses. The CDC has found that the mice that are running around the apartments and houses are now carrying 6 new viruses that they haven't seen before, and it's antibiotic resistant.
Oh, good.
So the plague is back, my friends.
Great, the new plague.
Potentially. They're freaking out a little bit.
Great.
We got to figure out a way to...
Well, we wanted less people.
Fire up. Well, it's a good way to start if you're going to take out one city that's got too many people. It's that one.
So be careful of the mice droppings if you're in New York City right now.
I am. They're getting almost them, everywhere. Careful of mice droppings. Very, very few days of my life have been overly curious.
Or check,
unless I'm in an attic or basement of some kind.
Yes, it is mice droppings. It's mice droppings indeed. A few more little tests here, and I should have it for sure.
Let's double up and say, be aware of mice droppings. Yeah.
Don't get overly curious about these strange brown droppings.
You're a tracker, so you got to taste everything.
Just know.
These are fresh.
Your house has a bunch of junk in it. Well, I can squish it.
I deduct there was a mouse around.
I think we can track him. He's in the house somewhere. This is his fresh poop. I carry it in my hands.
Get your camo gear on.
Dun, dun, dun,
in
dun.
Indianapolis, there was a 911 call that came in. This girl was panicked because her pet raccoon ate all her weed. So she called to say, what do I need to do?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought you couldn't have raccoons as pet.
That's... Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Well, you need a permit, right?
I'm not sure how in Indiana you might be able to domesticate a raccoon or not. But either
probably
way, she
idea.
Called the police because her raccoon was lethargic and hungry, had the munchies.
Ate one of those rats.
What should I do? I'm really worried. Ate all my drugs. So the officer on the second call came out there and said, I'm sitting at one of the firehouses now. She said, no pet raccoons are overdosing here. Another officer said, well, if they show up, Narcan the raccoon. I think they took it as a joke, but the raccoon recovered. But now they're looking into the lady's place saying, what other
what
drugs
you
do you
in
have
here?
There?
Yeah.
I'm Brady Booker. That's Wild America.
Shh. You hear that? It's that goddamn mouse.
Somewhere out there, I will
find
pass through.
That's it, kids. I've got to go kill Fivel.
Fivel.
Something with me.
He's singing in the walls.
Somewhere out there.
Die, Fivel, die!
Daddy.
You remember the song?
Somewhere out there. Jeffrey Osborne and what's her name? Vanessa Williams, right?
Yeah.
Love will see us through.
My wife loves that movie, American Tale.
Somewhere out there, out where dreams come true. Sure, it was a great one. I don't remember the movie at all, though. I don't even know if I saw the movie.
Remember the song?
I remember the boat and him, swimming, and that's about it.
They're vermin.
They are, but they've been made cute, John.
Yeah, they made adorable vermin.
This is pretty cool. Researchers in England have been studying an enzyme that evolved to eat plastic and break it down. They accidentally created a mutant version that does it even faster. And
I love
it starts
this.
To break down within days. They hope it can be used to fight pollution in our oceans and break down plastic.
How will that kill us?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing that scares me more if it's breaking stuff.
We accidentally created this thing.
It'll break down anything.
Look at what it does.
It's garbage be gone, and it's amazing. It's molecularly just destroys everything in its wake. Anyway, we're pretty sure it'll be good in trash to heaps.
Fine. 5 years from now. We can't stop it.
We don't have any more trash. That's the good news.
Bad news is?
You're all going to die from it. We were better off with big heaping trash
piles. They're
taking
over neighborhoods.
The oceans are really clean, and that's the only safe place to live.
Good
we don't have gills.
No more lunch ladies.
Hey, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't want the genocide of the lunch lady. No. I just don't want to get any more money. Jeez, you take it too far.
Brody Bond is from Morwell, Australia, and she was in court for a while fighting for her inheritance. Her father passed away. He didn't leave her anything. So she took it to court, challenged it. She ended up winning $220,000.
Nice.
And that has disappeared within 9 months. No. There's probably a reason why her dad didn't leave her any money. Drugs and booze, it went down.
Oh, I could tell you by looking at her, she was not.
I don't think she cares too much.
That's
either.
Just terrible. Oh, she is hideous. This is...
According to her, she says, when I was awarded the money in June of 2016... She celebrated with a slab of Jack Daniels and vodka shots during a drug-fueled night with a friend, and it continued on for
her quote of
eight months.
When she was asked, why did you spend all of your inheritance on drugs? And her her awesome answer. Why not? Why not? My father never did anything for me.
Yeah, take out your anger on your
so
dad.
So I took out $250,000 on Slappy Jack's delightful drinks. And a
perfect
she
still
hideous.
Shot.
She's a, not a good-looking lady.
That's in the middle of saying why not.
Right, why not? Freeze that. Get that on TV.
In England, the town of Severn Trent, the Hayden sewage water plant there was clogged up. They had to shut it down. They found out what was clogging the system. It belonged to Eileen because her name tag was in her panties, size 14 granny panties. That's a black and white picture of it, but it looks like these 14 woven granny panties were full of grilled cheese.
What?
Oh, it's yellow muck.
She's wore a size 14.
So, Eileen, if you're out there.
Wait, she flushed her underpants?
I guess so.
How do you even do that? That just means she crapped them so bad.
It didn't work.
But she didn't. She just took them off and put them in the toilet. Oh. I hope somebody makes a skin suit out of 14, Eileen. Well, you're size 14?
Yeah.
You help me with this truck. I got a little injury.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is this interview with this kid in Greensboro, North Carolina. He talked to the local news after a tornado ripped through his neighborhood on Sunday. And even though he saw his neighbor's roof being ripped off, he still tried to finish his game of Fortnite.
Is this Fortnite thing for nerds?
Gotta be that great.
Well, because I kind of want to play
Anton
it.
Anton Williams was the kid.
It's consumes them.
Is it a
Fortnite? And he did. He's watching this.
My boys play it.
On Phillips Avenue. Mallory.
Really? I have to stop them from playing it to go do other stuff.
We have moved down just a little bit on Phillips Avenue. We're now by Valley View
Street.
It's an
upside-down truck behind her.
Oh, check it out, the house.
Of it. It's massive. Let me step out of the shot. You can see this van overturned here.
Good hurdle.
The house right next to it, this white house, was lifted off of its foundation and moved. The
Holy
house
cow.
Next door, you can see some siding that has come off. And a power line that's down right in front of it. Now, I have Anton Williams here. He lives in that house with the power lines down on it, and he was home when this happened. And, Anton, you keep saying, I can't believe this is happening in Greensboro, right?
Right.
So tell us what you were doing and what you saw.
I was sitting at home, and I was playing Fortnite, and all of a sudden I just hear a bunch of noise, and I look out the window, and I start seeing the roof come off the houses in front of me. But then I sit back down because I only got like a couple people left in my gang. I was going to try to finish the game. But then it just started getting worse. And then I started seeing the power lines come down. So I told my sister and my nephew to come to the bathroom so everything would be okay.
Who was their wireless provider that fired through that?
A lot of people say it sounds like a train. But did you hear anything or hear anything hitting against your home?
Nah, I was playing my game.
No, I really didn't hear anything. But I really did hear when the roof started coming off the side of the house. And then when the truck flipped, then I heard that.
And what's going through your mind is you said you're in the bathroom with your sister and nephew.
I'm like, I was just thinking about the game. But I was hoping everybody was okay around me. But when I came outside to check on my neighbors, they said everything was fine.
He's
and
got
tell
some
us, you
ice
said that
ears,
you talked
too.
To the people who were in the home that was lifted up off the foundation. What did they tell you?
They said they just told their family to go inside the restroom, but they felt the house being lifted up off the ground.
And you said that they felt kind of being thrown?
Yeah, they felt the pressure of the wind.
What is she trying to get out of him? Yeah. Yeah. The reporter has to know that she's got dead weight on her hands.
Get into
here.
The Fortnite. Let's find out about it.
So Fortnite, you have these 100-person matches. You're on an island, and it's the last man standing kind of thing. That's why when he says there was only two left,
he was almost
going to win.
And those people weren't dealing with
a
treacherous tornado in their neighborhoods.
And that's a big deal because you win credits in the game that you can spend on other stuff in the game. Alex is constantly asking me if he can spend $20 to get credits, and I'm like, no.
He Mike Tomlin'd that situation
yes,
good afternoon. Just because a tornado ripped through our homes doesn't mean we don't have opponents dealing with the exact same thing.
We don't have a house, but I got the win.
We had one match.
Quick update on Fortnite. House is off the foundation. Lost the roof. James has a knee.
Anton won.
It's the bumps and bruises associated with playing Fortnite in a terrible meteorological disaster. Questions? Sir, should you have put the Fortnite down? You would say that, maybe. But I only had two members left in the gang. I had killed over 90 people. Quitting at that point would not have been beneficial to the team.
I invested a lot of time in training.
It's why we lift all those weights.
What?
You've lost your mind.
We move on to the next Fortnite.
We move on. We accept it, that our house is no longer on a foundation. We have no electricity. We acknowledge that. We respect it. We respect the power of nature. And we're on to the next Fortnite showing. So the kids are, it's just a murder everybody game.
Yep.
And you're done, and then you win. Yep. Which are great games.
It's kind of like Call of Duty, the
yeah,
online
but
looks like play.
Yeah, and but
how
they
long
have
do
this,
the battles take?
A good one can take 45 minutes or so.
Oh, okay.
So, and they have this storm circle. So you're on this island and you can't just kind of run around and hide. The storm circle will close and you have to be inside the circle in order to keep going. So if you're on the outside, then you're out.
And Tom was in that storm circle.
Exactly. He was inside of it.
Gameplay looks pretty cool. I
moved his house.
Yeah.
Anton, put that iPad down. The house is moving.
Who's your wireless provider that it didn't interrupt that? When the power lines hit the house and the house next door was off its foundation, you still had good...
Can you battle on your phone? Speed?
Yeah, it's available on your phone now.
Yeah, but you're going to lose like wireless service mm-hmm. when your house has no power. Your router probably goes out. You got to go LTE. It's going to slow
down. More important
things
in life, John.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, maybe he had...
I mean, I'd have kept playing if my... I'd have been just like,
internet.
How long's my phone going to last through this? Eventually, this thing has to say no service, right? Down to two dudes in the gang.
The guy from yesterday driving through that tornado, that he was going to get to his game.
That's true.
Play
that's
Fortnite.
Right. That could be. I've only got two left in that. Shut up. We're going
through
the tornado.
Shut up. You're not helping.
I've got to play Fortnite.
I guess he died doing what he loved because he
Jesus
wouldn't put
Lord,
the game
Jesus
down.
Jesus Lord.
The final video. Is a pole dancer that hits the pole, but she's eating a slice of pizza. Please welcome to the stage, Pizza Girl.
Nothing and, I like more than my strippers eating.
Right, and it's raining like crazy. They're throwing, I don't know if she made more money because they're watching her eat the pizza. Must have been a pretty big crew.
Does Porkopolis have a back room?
Not yet.
The pizza dance?
What the hell?
She's not even trying anymore. That's
please tell me that's
slice.
A tattoo on her leg and not a disease.
Ugh. It's like infantigo.
That's a bruise.
He was hungry.
He just threw money at her.
Well, there's a girl throwing money at her.
Yeah.
She's mad at the management.
Yep. Yeah.
She's got a beef with somebody there.
And they're tipping her.
Yeah.
This is the best money she's ever made.
I know.
I want to see who's tipping because that looks like a girl's arm, which means this is some sort
and
of.
Is that person alive over there in the corner?
This,
he hasn't moved.
The mannequin hasn't even looked at her.
Oh, there he is.
He's looking at the other.
He's playing Fortnite.
I think the other strippers are also making a point. She's just eating pizza. That's a walk-in. That's what the teacher should do.
Yes. Just grab some pizza.
She showed up to work, but she's not doing the best job possible. That was sort of a stripper strike. I want to know the backstory on that because she's mad at management.
Right.
That's a 20% increase.
And the others.
She's on that one dance.
The other strippers were making it rain in some sort of protest thing because none of the men were standing up. That one mannequin was just like, when she's done with the pizza, I'm going to start masturbating again. She looked okay. Anyway, maybe there's some sort of a lunch lady thing. Maybe she's standing up for the strip club lunch ladies.
They provide us with delicious pies and meth every day. We don't ever give them anything.
Tip them. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, badass.